one last full day to campaign. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and there are a lot of close races in the battle for the control of the Senate.
I've got a granddaughter. Both of them, all of them, now have fewer constitutional rights than my mom and my grandmother did. And that's just not right.
Democratic Senator Mark Kelly pushing abortion rights is a key issue, trying to fend off a challenge in Arizona from Republican Blake Masters, who says Kelly is out of touch on inflation. In Pennsylvania, Democrat John Fetterman labels Mehmet Oz as too extreme and not really a Pennsylvanian. Dr. Oz, a Republican, tells Fox,
he's taken positions so far to the left of where the average voter is.
An AP tally shows more than 33 million Americans have already voted early. President Biden will rally for Democrats today in Baltimore. Former President Trump will go to Ohio. He stirred things up over the weekend in Pennsylvania and Florida.
Fans were startled by the former president seemingly jabbing his supposed protege, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, during a Pennsylvania rally Saturday. Speaking of polling numbers,
Trump at 71, Ron DeSanctimonious at 10%.
The comments sent conservative media into a tizzy, though it appeared resolved by Sunday's rally.
Are you going to reelect Ron DeSantis as your governor?
Ian Tappa, Evan Brown, Fox News.
We're on the road to climate hell. That's what the head of the UN, Antonio Guterres, warned this morning at a climate change summit in Egypt.
Humanity has a choice, cooperate or perish. It is either a climate solidarity pact or a collective suicide pact.
President Biden goes to the summit on Friday. At the gas pump, the price up 4 cents the past week, but they're down 9 cents from a month ago, especially in California. But analyst Jubilee Lundberg thinks more increases are coming.
Right now, wholesale prices are much higher following oil prices up. And so without California, the price would already be up.
Her survey of stations has regular gas at $3.89 per gallon. AAA's national average is $3.80. America's listening to Fox News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
So what if Republicans do win control of the House?
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who may very well become Speaker of the House, laid out the issues at the GOP forefront if they establish a post-midterms majority, starting with building a strong economy.
Tackle this inflation. Become energy independent so you can afford to fill up your tank and still have money left for food.
McCarthy appearing Sunday on Fox and Friends Weekend. Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah, who is running for re-election, said on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures that the GOP knows it can't be overly aggressive if it takes over Congress.
We understand that we'll be on a short leash. We understand that things can't be business as usual.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise to start the week. Dow futures have been up more than 100 points. There's a familiar champion on the NASCAR racetrack.
When they arrived in Phoenix, Joey Logano, Christopher Bell, Ross Chastain, and Chase Elliott had equal opportunity to come out as NASCAR Cup champions. But the 2018 champ, Logano, gave himself an advantage on race day by claiming the pole Saturday.
Today, he etches his name in stone as one of the few to capture multiple championships. Logano is a two-time NASCAR Cup Series champion.
Courtesy NBC Sports, Logano won the first race of the season back in January, and he wins the last, leading 186 of 312 laps. He joins Kyle Busch as the only active drivers with multiple championships. Chastain finished third, Bell 10th. Elliott hit the wall in the final stage. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
On Sunday Night Football,
Mahomes on the run at the 10.
That tied the game for the Chiefs in the fourth quarter on NBC. Kansas City then beat Tennessee in overtime 20-17. That's the same score the New York Jets won over Buffalo. And Minnesota's victory over Washington, the Vikings' sixth straight win. Green Bay Packers lost a fifth game in a row, beaten by Detroit. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. One man dead and follows a crash on I-57 in Champaign County. Authorities say Jorge De La O was a passenger in a box van that rear-ended a tractor trailer over the weekend. He died at the hospital from blunt force injuries. That incident is under investigation. Third suspect in the August murder of Arian McClellan's been arrested. 18-year-old Omari Walker charged with first-degree murder. He and two others, Deontay Robinson and Kyle Esco, accused of shooting McClellan the morning of August 14 in the area of Wood Street and Oakland Avenue. McClellan was found by responding officers, later died at the hospital. Teen girl has died. Champaign police say the officers dispatched to the area of Elm Street and Bradley Avenue before 5 o'clock for a report of a shooting with injuries. 18-year-old Nazari Carter had been shot multiple times, including a life-threatening wound to the torso, another wound to the leg. Police are investigating. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, good morning. It is 7:06. I am Stevie J. Our weather brought to you by Carl. Diabetes, one of the most common health complications in the U.S. More than 25% of those who have it don't even know it. Diabetes is manageable, doesn't have to stop you from living your life you want. It's important to talk with your doctor about prevention and management methods. Visit carl.org to find a doctor ready to help you stay healthy and live your best life. All right, we get it going. Diane Ducey is off this week. I am Stevie J. It's great to have you listening. We had a lot to talk about today. Our meteorologist, Greg Sollier, has jumped on with us on the radio in a bright, light, fall-back kind of morning here. Gregory?
Yes, the positive spin of it all here for the next couple of 3 or 4 weeks around here with some early morning sun. Yeah, the alternative, you know, will happen here towards about 4 o'clock this afternoon, and we'll just go from there. But I tell you, a nice quiet start to the day and the week. It'll be a roller coaster ride of weather and temperatures around here. Hope you made it through some of those 66-mile-per-hour winds, as noted at Willard and Savoy over the past weekend. 39 at Willard and Savoy, 41 Rantoul, 37 at Danville, and 39 over at Bloomington Normal. Of course, folks south of here into the southern plains beat up with numerous tornado reports there over the past weekend. So it runs the gamut between that and snow through the northern plains and another snowstorm early season style for those folks there. Here, sun-filled in 58 on a bit of a northeast wind as the day wears on your back to work and school Monday. We'll bottom out at 38 tonight. Election Day Tuesday, partly sunny skies, light east wind, and a little bit milder at 61. And a nice warm-up. It's short-lived for Wednesday and Thursday, increasing southeast to south wind, jumps us to 70 on Wednesday, 75 on Thursday, and then it's a cold front and a doozy of a one to come through here. 52, not bad, and falling though on Friday with a quick shower early and late. We're dry much of this week for harvest opportunities, but then it's a December, if not January feel. 37 the high on Saturday, 35 on Sunday, 36 for early next week on Monday. Overnight readings down in the upper teens and lower 20s, but again, the caveat, a quiet weather picture for this week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm Greg Soldier.
All right, Gregory, thank you so much. It is ESPN 93.5. We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to get to the Brett Bielema, the Illinois football game. Illinois plays basketball tonight against Eastern. I've got a lot to tell you about the election. The whole thing is happening, unfolding right here. And thank you for watching us on Facebook Live, YouTube channel, available streaming all over the world, or on terrestrial radio, ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J. Good to have Anthony Russo back. He is a political analyst, host of the Truth Will Set You Free podcast. Anthony, how are you?
Stevie J, what's going on, brother?
Do you think it's true that Republicans aren't talking to pollsters?
I honestly, anything could be true, and maybe they're only talking to certain pollsters. This is literally the biggest spread I have ever seen across polls for the last 3 or 4 election cycles. And before then, I didn't really do any research. That wasn't my jam at the time. But comparatively, there, nothing makes sense. Nothing matches up. Trafalgar looks one way. Quinnipiac looks another way. Fox News power ranking looks somewhere in the middle. There really is no way to determine who is telling the truth and who's polling the right people. And I think in all reality, I think we're seeing that polls play such a role of last minute voters and the day of voters that they've become a political tool, and I think that that's dangerous. That's why I like to look at Trafalgar, because I think they've avoided that. They've been very accurate in 2016 and 2020, and based on Trafalgar's polls, they're the ones that are actually asking Republicans, and it's actually looking pretty good for the red wave that I actually questioned as early as a month ago. I think it's looking pretty good based on Trafalgar's.
Yeah, again, you don't know. I am really kind of lukewarm on this thing as far as, yeah. Well, what are the Republicans going to do? So that's why you get Donald Trump and people like this, is because we're also disgruntled in the middle, and everybody loves being in Congress for 45 years, and we don't like that, but it doesn't matter what us peons or idiots or deplorables or whatever you want to call us. It just doesn't matter. So there's pure frustration, because I do think ultimately at the end of the day, Anthony, it's all a big club. Mitch McConnell, the same guys that have been there for a long, long time. I don't like it. I don't like the system from the standpoint of you need to go and come back and live your life in your hometown. Is that bad?
It's hilarious. I mean, term limits are the ultimate catch-22, because no matter what, you bring in young people, you say they're going to get rid of term limits. They get in there for 2 years, 4 years, and then they're like, well, this is kind of a nice gig. Why would I get rid of this? So the people that decide on getting rid of it are the people that enjoy the power from it. So it's kind of a never-ending cycle. It's tough. We all talk about term limits, but in all reality, it's got to be done, and unfortunately, I hate to say it, has to be done on a federal level where they make a decision from the top, and maybe even an executive order. Actually, to be honest, that's probably the only way it'll ever get done, and then it still has to be ratified, and that's an almost foregone conclusion that it'll fail, so that's a tough one.
All right, so what do you see tomorrow, Anthony Russo, on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone lines?
All right, I'm going to all but guarantee a House victory. There's almost no way, a House victory for Republicans, there's almost no way for me to look at what has to happen for the Democrats order for them to keep the House. It could be as drastic as Fox is saying.
Yeah.
Best case 249, 186. I think that's a bit extreme. Best case for the Democrats 219 to 216. I think it's going to be somewhere in the middle, but I think there's no way that the GOP does not take over the House. The Senate, still a toss up. I think Pennsylvania stays red, because I just think Fetterman's lost about 5 or 6 percentage points in the last month, especially after the debate, like I thought he would in most polls, not all. So I think that's going to happen. I think worst case, it's a 50-50 again, but I'm thinking 51-49 for Republicans in the Senate. And the governor's race is what's going to be really interesting to me. I'm super interested to see what happens in New York. I would love to see Zeldin. I would love to see Zeldin try to get that state back in order, because I think that'll help for the future of New York. New York used to be one of my favorite cities, but the whole state right now is trying to make a shift. And there's some House seats up for grabs for Republicans up there as well. And I think it's in District 17. So much to watch tomorrow. For somebody that's a sports fan and a politics fan, well, it's going to be like a Super Bowl Sunday.
Might come down early if you see New Hampshire or Virginia 7. 2 or 10, that could be a bigger wave than they thought. If those go red, if they don't, then you know you're into probably what you're talking about. We'll have to wait and see. But Robert Haley, the guy I watch kind of at Trafalgar like you, he said, I think Mehmet Oz will get more votes in Pennsylvania, but he didn't say he's going to win. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, in the wonderful world of our current election system, we're going to be seeing questionable things happen, and I think that that's the importance of showing up, is because we don't know. I saw something from Epic Times come up. There's 16 cybersecurity people that are now working across the board to make sure that they are ensuring election integrity in this election, which means they're going to do the best they can. And fact is, when everything's online and we have a somewhat dated cybersecurity system in this country, who knows? So ultimately, it's one of those ones. You've got the early ballots. You've got the mail-in ballots. Pennsylvania still has some issues that they have not rectified, that Georgia has. They've done a better job solidifying their election, which was screamed racist based on what Kemp put in order. But Pennsylvania, it's still going to be a question. It has to be an overwhelming victory. It can't be one point. It's got to be 3. It's got to be 4. Which is why I think it's still up for grabs, even though I do think Oz will win it.
I think it's fascinating. The Democrats are saying, you know, democracy is on the ballot, that they all get the same memo. It is quite fascinating how they all say the same thing. So democracy is on the ballot. 2016, they said it was all Russia, and Trump never won. But 2020 comes along, there's questions, and it's a big lie, and you're a data denier, you're election denier, all these other names. And by the way, calling people roaches and calling people all the words and names that that's come down to from the Democrats. And by the way, I don't really look at a Democrat as, I look at a progressive. It's the left that's dragged the name of the Democrats down through all of this, where men play in women's sports and you got to teach gender equity at age six. It's unbelievable what we're talking about here, Anthony.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, you hear it over and over. The Democrat marketing machine is always on point. They love their speaking points, and they kill it with it. And like you said, with the roaches, people talked about Trump being a divisive president. Trump had his issues, absolutely. But when he slammed the other side, he slammed the Democrats, and he was referring to politicians. Whereas this administration is literally talking about the 70 million, 80 million plus voters and calling them all roaches. And those are the people of this country. And that is why, to me, when I have the discussion of divisiveness, there is nothing that has ever come close to what is happening with this administration. And they use their marketing to force a narrative. 87%, according to Fox, 87% of election coverage has been negative towards the GOP across the marketing board, across the media board, marketing, same thing. So I think that's why it's going to be, why it's even close at this point, is because there's not a fair shake in media in this country. I'd like to see, hopefully, Twitter make a dent in the 2024 election.
Yeah.
But for now, this is scary.
Anthony Russo, RUSSO, how can people hear the Truth Will Set You Free podcast?
Truth Will Set You Free USA on Instagram, Truth Will Set You Free USA pretty much on all the major social media platforms, and you can look it up on podcast networks as well as Blunt Force Discussion, my one-on-one interview.
All right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate your time. We'll see what happens.
Take it easy, brother.
ESPN 93.5, 717. Sports headlines. Well, Illinois loses, as we know. Pretty disappointing. I want to talk more about that. We got some Brett Bielema. Got some Brad Underwood. They play tonight against Eastern. That's an 8 o'clock game. I think it's on the deuce, though. ESPN, I think, is carrying Eastern Illinois in Illinois tonight. So that's good news. 8 o'clock is the tip-off for Illinois' first game that counts. High school football, if you miss it, there are three, to my count, three local teams left. Unity will play at Prairie Central, TBA, to be announced at time. Tuscola will to Colfax, which is the co-op of Ridgeview and Lexington. And your best team in the area this year is Muhammad Seymour, the number one seed, undefeated. They'll go to Morris, who's a four. So four against one in the Unity Prairie Central, four against one in the Tuscola at Colfax. And number one, Muhammad Seymour, travels to number four, Morris. NFL football, it was the Dolphins over the Bears in an entertaining game, 35-32. Lions beat the Packers 15-9. Yikes, Packers. Jaguars, we'll report dutifully on the Jaguars score every time. I'll do it every time an NFL owner lives in Champaign. Jaguars 27, Raiders 20. Patriots pounded the Colts. Yikes, 26-3. And the Vikings have won six in a row, 20-17 over the Commanders. Tonight, it's Baltimore in New Orleans. All right, a quick peek at sports. We will come back and talk Illinois football. I need to address this with you. Stand by. Very, very disappointing, but I've got a different take on it, so stand by with us. All right, Fox Business Minute, also coming up in moments.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Boy, a little bit of everything for everyone. If that wasn't the case over the past weekend, weather-wise, from high wind, damaging wind, to severe weather on the southern plains, we'll certainly take vanilla around here. And that's the way weather plays out early in the week, pretty much as it ought to be for this point in through November. Big changes ahead. A shot of some cold winter-like air expected before the week is done. Sunfield for the day today. A bit of a gusty northeast wind settling on in. Afternoon temperatures seasonal at about 58. Partly cloudy sky for tonight, 38. Tomorrow, Election Day Tuesday, partly sunny. Dry weather here and across a wide area of the Midwest. High temperature up around 61 on a light east wind. Well, about fair and 42 for tomorrow night. Partly cloudy, turning breezy, milder for the day on Wednesday, up to 70. Windy, warm, close to 75 on Thursday. Then a quick shower on Friday. Chillier weather, 52 and dropping. Highs only in the 30s. Nights in the low to mid 20s. Cold weather for the upcoming weekend. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sol.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way. creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Connell McShane. This is the Fox Business Report.
Meal kit company Blue Apron is seeing its business shrink and its stock tumble. Blue Apron reported a wider than expected loss in its recent quarter, and it isn't predicting its business for this year. Orders declined 12% in the period. Apple says COVID-19 restrictions have temporarily impacted production of its iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max assembly at a main facility in China. The Foxconn plant is currently operating at significantly reduced capacity. It expects lower shipments and customers will experience longer wait times to buy one of the phones. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway reported an upbeat quarter. Its profit rose 20%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
The American Academy of Pediatrics told us in the summer of 2020 kids needed to be in school that school year. They weren't in school. Why? Because it was an election year. And Randy Weingarten, head of New York City Teachers Union, the most powerful lobbyist group in all of the Democratic Party, said, "My teachers want to drink wine in their pajamas." And the Democrats had that armed with the fact that Trump said they should be in school and were like, well, screw the kids.
Weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Listen live or get the podcast now at foxacrossamerica.com.
PDR Automotive in Urbana is a locally owned repair shop, and they've now serviced over 250,000 vehicles in their near 50-year history. Now, that's more than four times the size of a sold-out Memorial Stadium. It's more than all Division I athletes in the country combined. That's more than the entire population of Champaign County. That's more than, well, you get the idea. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hey, this is Ben from the Humble Hog in Paxton. If you're listening and you've never been to a true barbecue joint, you need to stop a minute and come check it out. It's all about the local meat. It's all about the preparation. So aside from the typical barbecue offerings of brisket and pulled pork, turkey, we also offer our own spin on a few non-traditional sandwiches. You can also find our fine products in some of Central Illinois' best grocery stores. Stop by and check us out. That's HumbleHogBBQ.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
All right, I'm glad you're listening. I'm Stevie J. Diane's off this week. Good to have you listening. You always reach out via text 217-359-2255. Okay, I have a Stever for you. Stand by. And then why is the workplace so tough? I want to talk about that coming up in a few as well. First, Illinois loses to Michigan State 23-15. We were 17.5, 18-point favorites. I thought the Nebraska game was a trap game. This was kind of the trap game, meaning Michigan State has had 8 players suspended. They're really down. They've lost 4 in a row, where 2 of the losses were to Michigan and Ohio State. So that really didn't count. And they came in, they managed the elements better than we did. They had 7 mysterious injuries, and I saw somebody on social media saying, "We booed when a player got hurt, how despicable." It was booing because it was happening when we had some momentum. They had 7 Michigan State players get injured, and all of them came back. We tracked one guy, he was back in 3 plays. Was it to slow us down? Well, that's the game. There's no penalty for that. Late in the game in the NFL, you lose a timeout if it's within, what, the last 2 minutes or whatever. And how are you going to know? I don't know. Anyway, they did that. They did this. We played, did not play well. We are missing our special teams. We have a guy. He's a great guy, I'm sure. Our special teams is not the same as it was last year. We have Ben Miller, who is not coaching this year because he's battling cancer, and he's doing really, really well. He's expecting to come back in January. We miss our special teams coordinator this year. There's no doubt about it. We struggled mightily in all of it. We didn't manage it well. We had a 6-yard punt that led to a big touchdown. So that's an excuse. That's one thing. But the bottom line is this. This has been, and I know this is not going to sit well with you, this has been a remarkable year. This has been a remarkable year. In August, if I'd have said, would you take 7 wins? Every one of you would say, yes. We'll go to a bowl. We don't care where it is. We want to go to... But then what happens is you start doing a little better than anybody thought. And then everybody's talking about you. Kurt Herbstreit's tweeting about Brett Bielema. We're really good. What if we win them all? Are we going to the national championship final? My mind was doing that. Was yours? How good are we? Well, we're good. We're not that good. We're not a Final Four football team yet. But think of where we've been. We had 56,000 people at the game. They left early. It was cold. It got cold with that wind later in the game. It takes a long time to build trust. You cannot rush trust. There'll be gaps in the bleachers this weekend for last day senior game, the West Division on the line. There will still be gaps because it's going to be cold. We're not there yet. But the bottom line is, this is massively better than we've had. Yes, I wanted to get to 11. Yes, I wanted to win. All that. I was bummed. But I also left with a weird feeling of, you know what? We still control our destiny. We still have a chance to win the West. I believe we'll play very well this week. I hope they're not 60-mile-an-hour winds because I don't think we handled it that well. It was brutal down there. But the bottom line is this. We still control if we want to go play December 3rd in Indianapolis because that's going to be Michigan or Ohio State, right? So we want to do it. We want to go to that championship game. So we got to beat Purdue. And because Iowa beat Purdue on Saturday, they couldn't throw the ball at West Lafayette with that wind. They lost 24-3 to Iowa. So we have to beat Purdue, obviously. Michigan, you're not going to be favored at all. I mean, I think reality has hit us. It's going to be tough. But at Northwestern, who played Ohio State way too well, Northwestern lost to Ohio State 21-7 in Evanston. They were 40-point underdogs. So that won't be easy, believe me. With Northwestern and a chance to knock us off the championship. But I believe we have a different football team, a really good football team, and this has been a great year. It's going to be great. Every year Brett Bielema's here, we're going to go to a bowl game. We've never done that with anybody. Every year Brett Bielema's coaching us, we're going to a bowl game. I said that back in July. Doesn't mean we're not disappointed. Doesn't mean we played poor. We played poorly. For us, we played really poorly, did some very uncharacteristic things. But I am bullish on the Illini. We'll see what Jay Layman says today. He'll be on from 4 to 5 with Lontane Derek Piper. Don't miss Jay Layman coming up this afternoon. Okay, a quick break. We'll come back. Our Stever offer. I love Pard's Western Shop. It's not just Western, and there's lots of things in there. But you won't find better boots. You won't find better service. They're local. They're a mom and pop. Angie and Mark are brother, sister, who've run this thing for a long time now. Their parents started it back in the 60s. If you want to support local retail and stop giving all the money to Jeff Bezos, go to Pard's, find something nice. I'll give you $50 to go. Here's a $50 bill right here. And if you're watching, you know I was just shuffling papers. But there's a $50 bill. I'll give you my money. You spend at the featured business. Today, it's Pard's in Urbana. All right, right between University and Main Street on Maple. Check their hours. Take my money. You'll get an email tonight if you're a winner. We'll go to GoStever.com to give you this chance. GoStever.com. If you're not a member, I hand out over $10,000 a month in stuff. What's your problem? Come on, people. Just go sign up and then put click me. You'll be entered and you're gonna have a shot. $50 to go try out Pards. You will not find better boots in America. They have the best, absolute best. Pards in Urbana. All right, a break. We'll come right back. GoStever.com for the offer. What's going on in the workplace? We'll touch on that briefly. It is Monday. This is November 7. We fell back over the weekend on the clocks. We get a little more light in the day, but at 5 o'clock tonight, it's going to be kind of dark. So there's that. Election day tomorrow. Lots to talk about that coming up as well. I am Stevie J. This is ESPN 93.5. The news and weather coming up next.
Aaron Stuber, candidate for Champaign County Clerk. Election day is November 8th, and just like Josh Whitman only wants to hire high-quality, qualified coaches, we need you to vote for high-quality men and women of integrity to lead in Champaign County government. Your vote is your voice. Don't let anyone else speak for you. Get out and vote, and go Illini.
Paid for by Citizens for Terrence Stuber.
News. I'm Chris Foster. A day to the midterm elections, Republicans look to take control of the House with a chance to take the Senate, too.
The Fox News Power Rankings has four races rated as toss-ups. Republicans are trying to flip Nevada, Georgia, and Arizona, while Democrats see an opening to flip Pennsylvania.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, more than 33 million ballots have already been cast, according to the Associated Press count. New Twitter owner Elon Musk holds off on offering user verification for $8 a month.
An internal communication showing Twitter workers worried that the new service could lead to a scenario where a fake account pays the money to impersonate someone. Comedian Kathy Griffin suspended after impersonating Elon Musk. Here's what Musk tweeted going forward. Any Twitter handles engaging in impersonation without clearly specifying parody will be permanently suspended.
Sure, Sony with Fox Business that Twitter Blue subscription programs delayed until at least post-election. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois making further investments in child cases. The investments meant to support providers as they continue serving their local communities, easing financial burdens on working families. They include extending and expanding of the Strengthen and Grow Child Care Grant Program through July of 2023. Lawsuits filed in Champaign County alleging a top election official mishandled official ballots. A judge ordered that the official be removed from all of her election day duties, and that same judge scrapped the order, allowing the Champaign County deputy clerk to continue working the office. Champaign County Board filed the lawsuit alleging that Champaign County Deputy Clerk Michelle Jett mishandled official ballots. Children's hospitals across the country being filled to capacity, with children dealing with severe respiratory illness and flu, creating a strain on the system still in recovery from the pandemic. Doctors seeing a spike of children with RSV, which has come on earlier than usual. Now you're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District. You know they've done the Turkey Trot for 55 years coming up. The Urbana District Turkey Trot will be Thanksgiving morning, Crystal Lake Park. A free event. Sign in beginning at 8. The 1 mile fun run walk begins at 9 a.m. More details at urbanaparks.org. Urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. That's check weather. Free sense for all. Champaign and Pan vicinity. Certainly action packed over the past weekend with that high and damaging wind. 66 mile per hour wind gust noted over Willard and Savoy. Meanwhile, severe weather with dozens of reports of tornadic activity and large scale tornado outbreaks were noted over the past weekend down through parts of Oklahoma, Texas, and the lower Mississippi Valley Delta region. Well, back this way, a quiet start to the week. Sun filled in 58 with a light northeast wind. Freshening on up for the day today as the day wears on. Partly cloudy, 38 tonight. For tomorrow, election day. Dry weather across our neck of the woods and over a wide area of the Midwest. Partly sunny and 61. Turns breezy, milder to warmer Wednesday and Thursday. High 70 to 75 degrees. Then a cold front. Low 50s and dropping with a quick shower on Friday. Cold wave weather for the weekend. 37 the high on Saturday. 35 on Sunday. Overnight readings will bottom up between 20 and 25 degrees. And that chilly weather continues on early next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
If you're not familiar with Lifeline Connect, this is a program that helps men get off drugs and alcohol. They do a tremendous job with their 24 beds. Funding the Dream is a series of luncheons where you can go enjoy a lunch for free and see the dorm and learn more about how you can help Lifeline Connect. For more information, simply go to lifelineconnect.org and you can help change lives and generations. lifelineconnect.org. Healing men in the name of Jesus.
I do agree. 9-3 would be an amazing record if we can get Purdue and Northwestern. We'd be the West champions. We'd lose at Michigan. Would any of us take a 9-3 in August? Yes. Yes. Illinois ranked 21 in the new poll Oh, that's coming out here. All right, ESPN 93.5, what's going on in the workplace? 30 million U.S. workers think their workplace is toxic. Around 30 million, or one in about nine, experience their workplace is not any good. Business strategist, partner, CEO of Coaching International, a global company that has assembled a dream team of highly trained, battle-tested coaches. His name is Shep Moyle. Where are you today, Shep?
I'm in lovely Durham, North Carolina.
Well, good to have you on. What's going on in the American workforce besides can't find anybody to work and everybody likes being in their feety pajamas following COVID, I guess, huh?
Everybody does love eating their cereal and doing their work at the same time. But, you know, we need to be clear on what we mean when we talk about a toxic workplace, right? And, you know, the traditional definition is, well, I've got people who disagree with me. And so we have to be clear on, you know, what we expect in our workplace today. And that has changed because of the pandemic. So when we're sitting at home in our pajamas, we've lost our ability to some degree to have those social cues, to have those expectations for how we behave with other people, and that sense of common courtesy. And so now as we come back into the workplace, what we're finding is that the business is a reflection of the larger society. And when we look at the way that we disagree, the way we interact, whether it's at an airport or at a restaurant, we've lost our patience. And so as we get to the workplace now, we find these situations where we're more disagreeable with those around us. We're less willing to tolerate other people's opinion, and we're not searching for compromise anymore. So this new Twitter world where we can sit at home and we can broadcast our views to the world and think that we're equal to all of the celebrities and everyone else out in the world today, we're bringing that into the workplace, and we now have those expectations. And so when people disagree with us, we're going out and we're disagreeing back, and that's creating these toxic workplaces.
Well, I think it's a fist clinch thing. It's not as much as we'll just agree to disagree. No, it's not that sane. It's just different. I think we've lost a little mental health in our country, and I think that, as you say, lost our patience. But generally speaking, we've kind of gone in our areas. I'm going to be with this person because they agree with me, and I'm going to be with this person, that kind of a thing, right?
It is. We've gone to our respective corners, and obviously we'll see that in the election tomorrow. But part of it's getting back to at least what my dad and my granddad taught me, which was, you know, showing common courtesy, and listening to someone else, being willing to understand the other person's opinion. And again, part of this is being stuck in our homes for several years has created that bubble that we live in and this echo chamber. But now when we're put back together, we have to learn to live together. That's now the job of managers in the workplace. So in the business world, right, this is the art of the possible. We have to create an environment where we respect all opinions, but we actually teach our workers again how to communicate. We have to teach what our expectations are, which is to say these behaviors really aren't acceptable, and that there are individuals who are bringing that toxicity to the workplace. And so we have to find it, right? So we have to do that through communication. We have to do that through surveys. We have to do that through doing something really strange, like talking to each other. Yeah. And then figuring out how we as a workplace can actually lead the change in the broader society, because business can be a force for positive change and not be a negative force.
Are we ever going to go back to what we had before pandemic, you think?
I'm not sure you ever go back. You evolve as time goes on. But I do believe, I honestly believe this, that we will find that way to communicate once again. We will find that common ground where we can say the only way that we get from A to B and that we do it successfully will be those organizations that have a common purpose, that engage their workers, that respect their team, and that have these common values that say this is what we believe and this is how we behave. And then we enforce those behaviors. So, again, a little bit of it's going back to remedial school, because if you look at our behaviors in the society at large, we in business now need to set higher and more impressive standards for our people, which will then spill back out into society.
I'm hoping, but I'm telling you, Shep, It's a time I've not seen before. And what is your opinion? Last question. How has social media changed your lives?
It's absolutely revolutionized everything. So when you look at Twitter and you say, wow, I can broadcast my opinion out there to everyone. I can be relevant in the total world. They bring that behavior into the workplace and say that my opinion should be equal to everyone else's in the organization. And so that creates this sense of being in charge wherever you are, right? And that your opinion is the most important one. And until we get back to a place where we say everyone's opinion is important, but at the end of the day, we're going to respect each other, but one opinion is not more important than the other, and it's not the loudest opinion that counts the most. We have to set our common goals, and we have to work together to move towards that brighter future that we all want.
Yeah. Well, it's, Brian says, 217 texter, saying someone who works from home, works in their pajamas, is the toxic language that keeps us at home. Well, not everybody's in their PJs, but some are. There's no question. I just think that these days, with what we went through, Shep, I'm pretty sure that that you're not going to find anybody that doesn't take the flexibility and won't do 8 to 5 in the cubby anymore. Is that day gone?
Yeah, well, the days of quiet quitting are certainly here, where people have now set new boundaries and saying, I'm not working past 5 o'clock. Yeah. I'm not going to work on the weekend. But that's a different environment when we start to see layoffs and we see the economic challenges that are coming. So that will be a driver of this change. So as we see more layoffs, as we see the recession taking hold, as we see inflation starting to bite, these expectations are going to be nice to have. And so workers are going to have to adjust to the new reality, and that pendulum will swing. It always swings.
I just wonder how people that aren't working, how are they doing it? And then the parents' house? What's happening?
You know, the pandemic changed a lot of things, right? The government put out a lot of money into the economy directly to people and into the businesses themselves. People have found different ways to monetize themselves through the gig economy, whether that's doing Uber or other work. And we've seen the average salary go up dramatically just because of inflation and as workplaces have to increase their salaries. And so people are working less, but making the same, if not more. So all of those changes are driving this behavior where people are saying, you know what, I can get by on this. And what's more important to me is managing my time, where I am, when I am, and how I spend my time.
Shep Moyle, M-O-Y-L-E. How do people connect with Coaching International?
They can contact us at CEOCoachingInternational.com.
All right. Nice meeting you, Shep. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
ESPN 93.5, Shep Moyle in, Durham, North Carolina. ESPN 93.5. Not everybody's in pajamas. Let's just say comfortable clothes. That's nothing wrong with that. I get in comfortable clothes, too, when I'm at home. But, no, I just think there's something going on. But with whatever's coming up, if the jobs get tighter, I guess people will say, you know what? I got to buy gas. Got to buy food. I got to work. Yeah, I don't like the 8 to 5 thing, but that's what I got. They won't want to stay there as long as they have to, but I just think the age of flexibility absolutely upon us. You're going to have to give some flexibility because we got really used to that, I think, during the pandemic. Hey, 217-359-2255. You want to text us? I am Stevie J. Diane Ducey is off all week long. So good for Diane. She's having a great time. She's actually at a leadership conference, so going to be great. Going to check a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, this is State Senator Chapin Rosen. J.B. Pritzker's running around the state asking for your vote, telling you everything's fine. Well, you and I know it's not fine. Go to the grocery store. It's not fine. The Safety Act the governor signed it into law, saying it was great, and then 2 weeks before the election, he says he wants to change it. Why is that, governor? Maybe it's because you should have never signed it in the first place. The incompetence knows no bounds. For our state retirees, group health insurance program, he signs and inks a deal with an insurance company that doesn't even have local providers of health care for our citizens to go to. What kind of a governor does that? Is it a governor that's deliberately doing his job for the best interest of the people of the state of Illinois? Or is it a governor that really doesn't know what he's doing and signing whatever people put in front of him? At the end of the day, folks, I stand up to J.B. Pritzker in Springfield. I'm asking for your vote on November 8th, but this is also your chance as a citizen to tell J.B. Pritzker and the rest of the Democratic Party in this state, from the county to the executive mansion, that you've had enough. Please join me in voting Republican. paid for by friends at Chapin Rose.
Urbana Park District is hiring swim instructors for lessons this fall at the Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center. Help people of all ages learn to swim from 2 through adult. What a great second job or part-time for students. Serve the public as a swim instructor. You can apply online at urbanaparks.org/jobs or call Leslie for details. 217-367-1544. Urbana Park District, you belong here.
All right, 7:45, a sports headline now. Illinois loses 23-15, ranked 21 now. Ahead of Purdue, we still control our destiny as far as winning the West. 56-plus thousand, biggest crowd in a long time. Yeah, it's going to be 38 degrees on Saturday. I think people are grumbling about Illinois. I get it. You're disappointed. You thought they'd play better. They did not play very well. But the bottom line is from 50,000 feet, this is an amazing event that's happening here because now we've become relevant. When was the last time anybody, any of you, me, was disappointed in Illinois football in November? I can't remember when I was disappointed in Illinois football in November. We're disappointed in August and September, and then it's basketball season, right? No, this is good stuff that's happening. Doesn't mean you don't trip along the way. So we lost 7-2. I think in August somebody says 7-2. I said please ranked. Yeah, we'll take that right now. And that's where we are. But it's disappointing because we thought we were going to win them all. And going to play Ohio State. And we're going to beat them. And we're going to Final Four. And we're going to win. I was doing the same thing. So back to reality a little bit. We are better, but we're not great. Great comes later. Okay. Brett Bielema after the game.
Give credit to Michigan State. They obviously did enough to win this football game. Did a better job of handling the elements than we did. And obviously persevered in the... at the end of the game there with their defense and everything that went into the end of the game. But this all started, you know, literally the way that the game couldn't have started any better with obviously an interception. We went forward, didn't get the points there, but came back and Isaiah got on the scoreboard first. And then it just, you know, it seemed like every time we tried to get ahead, like something pulled us back. And a lot of these were self-inflicted and told the guys in the locker room this is the definition of how to lose a game.
Yep, and of course, brutal on the six-yard punt with the win.
You know, and then the punt, you know, when we're kicking with the win, you know, you're expecting to flip the win there, and all of a sudden I saw the ball. Like, I was literally watching the protection, so I didn't watch it. And then we jumped right into defense, so I didn't really get a chance to watch it. But that was a big, big turn there.
Because yeah, it really was. And we didn't handle the kickoff. We didn't play well. We were big favorites, and I think it was a little deceiving how bad Michigan State was supposed to be. They won 11 games last year, including a Peach Bowl win. And they lost to Michigan and Ohio State in their four-game losing streak. Far better than you thought. They handled it better. They beat us. And we still control our destiny. That's amazing. You lose a game like that, yeah, it's over. It's not over. It's senior day. We ought to go out there and say thank you. We'll bundle up, wear all your clothes. It's going to be 38 degrees this Saturday for the football game, 11 a.m. But it's been remarkable. It has been remarkable, and I know it's just we're an Illinois fan. This is what we get. We're going to a bowl. It's going to be warmer wherever we go. It's good stuff. Brad Underwood gets it going tonight. Illinois basketball at 8 o'clock tonight at State Farm.
Game one, it's here. It's here. It's upon us. Glad to have two, or a scrimmage and an exhibition. Those were great learning tools for us. We're excited. We're excited to put our group out there. Again, there's still a lot of role identification out in front of us to come. We'll see how that all plays out. We've been able to define a few things, not a lot yet, but you know, I'm very curious to see, you know, our pace, our communication. I'm very, very excited to see how this team, how we play in terms of, you know, not turn the ball over. And one of the things I'm, you know, cautious about is, you know, we don't have tons of game experience. You know, there's going to be some slippage, and I'm really curious to see how quickly we grow. I thought we've made a ton of improvement here in the last week since our exhibition with Quincy, and be nice to see that carry over to a real game.
Yeah, really going to be learning for all of us. Coach Underwood is outstanding at putting pieces together, so I think he's enjoying and relishing the athleticism, the length that this team has. So kind of fired up for Illinois basketball. 8 o'clock tonight, I think it's ESPN 2.
actually televised, Eastern Illinois and Illinois. We'll see what we got. Looking forward to it. Again, 8 o'clock game tonight at the State Farm. Okay, pro football. The Dolphins beat the Bears. That was quite a game, 35-32. Lions over the slumping Packers. Wow. 15-9. Jaguars 27, Raiders 20. Patriots pounded the Colts 26-3. The Colts were sacked 9 times. Vikings 20, Commanders 17. The Vikings have won 6 straight. Minnesota running away in the Central, the old black and blue division. And Baltimore will be at New Orleans tonight. Monday Night Football tonight down in New Orleans, Louisiana at the Superdome. And in high school football, there are 3 locals left. Muhammad Seymour is the best team in the area at undefeated 1 seed going to number 4, Morris. Isn't that near Peoria? Muhammad Seymour at Morris, the 4 seed. Unity High School gets a rematch with Prairie Central. Prairie Central beat the Rockets 34-12, first game of the year. You got a Hall of Fame coach, Scott Hamilton. He'll need a Hall of Fame coaching and playing game to beat Prairie Central. They're really good. They're undefeated. But don't count the Rockets out. Unity at Prairie Central. All these to be announced as far as date and time. Tuscola will go to Colfax. That's a co-op of Ridgeview and Lexington. And then again, Muhammad Seymour will be at Morris. There's your high school pictures for the local teams. And Illinois again, Eastern Illinois tonight, 8 o'clock. Illinois-Purdue is an 11 a.m. kickoff. The Western Conference on the line. Whoever wins the game Saturday is going to be favored to win the West and go to the Big Ten Championship. I think Illinois will respond beautifully. I think we'll come back, be very focused, and play a very good game. It'll be colder than it's been, but I think the Illini are a really good football team and are really having a great year, and we still can go 9-3. I don't know about Michigan. I think the Northwestern game will be stupid hard because Northwestern will want to knock us off and take the championship away from us. But we got to beat Purdue. Nothing matters but Purdue. And if you get Purdue, you're going to feel pretty good again. Jay Layman this afternoon. What's Jay say? From 4 to 5 with Lontay and Derek Piper on The Drive.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana. They make you their number one priority.
Yeah, I was talking to Jack Parisi at the ball game. He sells programs to help charitable groups. Jack's a good man. But yeah, he was. We were all optimistic about that game. I felt pretty good about it, but yeah, disappointing. And I think people are texting us 217-359-2255. We take where we are in August for sure, but doesn't mean you want to win them all when you get there. Okay, University of Illinois will be shut tomorrow to allow students to vote. We don't close for blizzards. This is the 217 texter. John says, can't students find 15 minutes in a day? Okay, it's a ploy by the Democrats. And yes, the Aaron Ammons issue with one of his top staffers, they said they were test ballots in the car. Julia Reitz calls it a political ploy when they were suing the county clerk's office for these ballots found floorboard of the car. They said they were a test. I don't know. I think a judge is still chiming in on that today. The bottom line is vote. This is how we do it in a civilized community. You vote. You don't fight. You don't scream. You don't hate. You don't do it. You just go vote. And then, you know, we want free and fair elections. We want everybody in the world that can vote to vote. You ought to be counted once. And the Democrats are saying democracy's on the ballot. It's funny how I feel the same way if the Democrats win. And I hate even calling them Democrats. This is a left push. This is a far left push. I ask one question about a human being. Do you support police? It's a yes or no question. If you say no, I know who you are. And that's fine. We're going to disagree. If you say yes, I kind of know who you are. And we'll probably agree on a lot of things. But the bottom line is, if you don't like what's going on, then you vote. You vote for the party you want to vote for. If you're happy with everything, you vote Democrat. If you're not, you don't. It's pretty simple. But there's a lot of issues going on in our life today. And you can blame who you want. But the bottom line is we peacefully go and settle this at the ballot box. That's what we want to keep doing. You absolutely go vote. Get her done. You can still early vote today. I thought that thing ended last Friday, but they go through today. And, of course, vote tomorrow. I got it done early, just in case. I didn't want to stand in line if there were any problems. So we got her done. I encourage you to vote, and then we'll see what happens when everything settles. And it's going to be weeks because you got your mail-ins and all that stuff. I am against I'm against a 40-day season for voting. I think we can probably figure it out in 7. So we'll see. 217-359-2255. I want to say, talk to a nice man at the football game. Gary Boer listens all the time. Gary, I appreciate you very much. We agree on a lot of things, and we're hoping for good things tomorrow on Tuesday. And, yeah, that's what we do. We go vote. All right, 217-359-2255. Let's check the weather now for you.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Noise, Champaign, and Bad Avis, Saturday, boy, a little bit of everything for everyone. If that wasn't the case over the past weekend, weather-wise, from high wind, damaging wind, to severe weather on the southern plains, we'll certainly take vanilla around here. And that's the way weather plays out early in the week, pretty much as it ought to be for this point in through November. Big changes ahead. A shot of some cold, winter-like air expected before the week is done. Sunfield for the day today, a bit of a gusty northeast wind settling on in. Afternoon temperature seasonal at about 58. Partly cloudy sky for tonight, 38. Tomorrow, Election Day Tuesday, partly sunny, dry weather here and across a wide area of the Midwest. High temperature up around 61 on a light east wind. Well, bottom out fair and 42 for tomorrow night. Partly cloudy, turning breezy, milder for the day on Wednesday, up to 70. Windy, warm, close to 75 on Thursday. Then a quick shower on Friday. Chillier weather, 52 and dropping. Highs only in the 30s. Nights in the low to mid 20s. Cold weather for the upcoming weekend. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sol.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
There is one name you need to know in car repair in the Central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
All right, getting texts about the election, Champaign County, and what's going on. GOP, Champaign County GOP Republicans, why were ballots in county clerk employee's car? On October 24th, Election Day, judge walking by Michelle Jett's car parked at the Brookings Center noticed several ballots in the seat and on the floorboard. Knowing this is when proper handling of ballots, they filed a report with the Illinois State Board of Elections, the state police, and there's an ongoing investigation. Then Friday, lawyers filed a lawsuit alleging that Champaign County Deputy Clerk Michelle Jett mishandled official ballots. Sworn affidavit included photos taken showing ballots on the passenger seat and floor of Jett's car. There's a picture here I'm looking at. My car's not super clean, but probably better than this, so it's more embarrassing maybe. Jett claims the ballots were test ballots and it tests voting machines. However, the ballots were subsequently shredded, and the procedure for securing test ballots is to put them in a sealed envelope until after the election per chain of custody requirements for all ballots. And I know that where I went to vote, the person in front of me had an extra ballot printed. I had an extra ballot printed because the machine wasn't working. And so, you know, you trust them and good faith and all of that. And there's a lot of people that are very, very skeptical about all this, but you take it through the procedure, which what they're doing, they're claiming that it was test and that the corner was cut, meaning that wouldn't count anyway. Okay, break for the news, 217-359-2255. You're welcome to comment. We'll be right back. The news is next.
The fall is a perfect time to start fresh if you want to see a brighter you. Beautiful changes happen every day at Merle Norman. Whether you have a special event coming up or you're just in the mood for something new, you'll love our makeover service. Experience the power of a Merle Norman makeover today. Available now at 706 West Market View Drive, next to Subway. Merle Norman Cosmetics. Call today to schedule your time. 217-359-8100.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.